phone yesterday, you told me that your mother was a slave.
Mother was a slave.
Oh, where was she a slave? In Alabama?
Alabama.
What was your father ever a slave?
Well, I never heard him say much about slave, but I'm quite sure he must have been because he was older than my mother.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Did you tell me he came from Virginia, or is that...
My father, I think, he was a Virginian, but my mother was an Alabamian.
I see. What did your father do?
My father farmed.
He was farming?
After he come to Mississippi, he farmed.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about what kind of education they had?
Well, they didn't have... My mother didn't have much of education at all because she couldn't hardly do much, no writing, kind of, and she was no reader, just slightly. She read, well, I imagine they taught her a little something, how to read a little bit there, and she could read a little bit, but she had pretty good mother with her. If she ever got anything in her, she kept that. She'd have me to read the Bible lots of times, sit down and read the Bible, and then she could tell me what it meant, what to talk about.
Oh, really? That's wonderful.
Yeah. She had very good memory and good mother wit.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I imagine she was a wonderful person.
She was a wonderful person.
Did she live to be old? Did she
live to be around 84.
Did she?
Before she passed.
You've got her beat.
Yeah.
Do you still drive your car? I saw your car out there.
Oh, yeah, I drive.
That's great.
I drive everywhere practically I want to go.
Oh, I'm so impressed. I think that is just wonderful.
Yeah.
There's nothing more delightful than to see a person who's been here for some years and still goes and does what he wants to do.
I was in the hospital in 69. Up until January the 18th, 1970. And the doctors said that they didn't care much about me driving Highway 80. Said, but if you drive, be careful. But I don't do no night driving. So I come in when night comes, no more further from down here town and back home. But anything in Jackson, I want up going to Jackson.
You said you were going to Jackson yesterday.
Yeah,
did you drive to Jackson yesterday?
No, because they postponed it until Friday because she's got to go to Jackson. She's got to meet the extension worker, Mr. Owens, out there.
Right.
She's got to meet the extension lady out there Friday morning, and from there we're going in.
Then you'll have somebody to ride with.
That's right.
How far is it from here to Jackson?
Jackson, 28 miles.
It is? Well, then Edwards is just over the hill, sort of.
Yeah.
Across the interstate.
Yeah, across the interstate. Turn right there at Stuckey's. You go down into town. Now, if you leave here, into town, you can pass the Edwards School. Then when you come to the road, turn it down to go down the street, you see a straight road, go over the overhead bridge, over the railroad there in town. And you take that when you get up in town there by the White Methodist Church, past that, where you keep straight on across, don't turn to your right. And then and when you go over the overhead bridge, go down the hill by the White Baptist Church, that street. You're on a straight road to Raymond. You're on 467 then.
Yeah, I remember that now, because that's the way I went the other day.
Uh-huh.
But the first time I'd gone that way, it was hard to, I wasn't willing.